Welcome to the deep dive. You know that feeling maybe around 10 a.m. where you just feel mentally exhausted?
Right.
Well, maybe it's not just the coffee wearing off. Get this, you probably log into things, what, 45 times a day?
Something like that. And every single one of those authentications, it's a secondary task. It steals mental energy from what you're actually trying to do.
And that constant mental drain, that cognitive cost, that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Our mission is to figure out which authentication scheme is, easier on your brain. Is it the traditional alphanumeric password or one of these newer recognition-based graphical
Okay,
ones?
so we're looking at a specific controlled experiment here. It compared the conventional password, the one case sensitive, 8 characters, the whole thing you have to recall from memory,
Right, that monster.
against a graphical system called Use Your Illusion, or UYI.
And with UII, you don't recall, you just recognize. You pick out your specific distorted images from a little 3x3 grid.
So to measure this theft of mental energy, the study looked at working memory, right?
Exactly. Think of your working memory as a kind of mental workbench. It has different specialized lanes.
Lanes.
Yeah. You've got one for verbal stuff like letters and text, and another lane for visuospatial info, so patterns, locations on a screen, that kind of thing.
Okay, that makes sense. So the prediction here seems pretty straightforward. Typing a password, that's verbal. That should clog up the verbal lane.
And the graphical login, being all visual, it should clog up the visuospatial lane.
But I'm guessing it wasn't that simple.
Not at all. And this is where the findings get, well, truly counterintuitive.
So what did the experiment actually reveal about those visual resources when people use the graphical system?
This is the shocking part. The recognition-based graphical login, the UII, it did not impair visuospatial memory.
Wait, what?
I mean, zero measurable impact. People using the visual login could still recall complex visual patterns just as well as if they hadn't been interrupted at all.
So a visual authentication task under high cognitive stress didn't actually consume any visual memory resources.
None. It completely challenges that simple assumption, that processing images automatically uses up those specific resources. It seems our visuospatial memory is incredibly resilient to this kind of interruption.
That's wild. So what was the overall takeaway for our memory?
Well, here's the bottom line for you. When they looked at overall working memory, people using the graphical system had significantly better performance.
How much better?
They saw nearly a 5-point jump in their overall recall performance compared to the group typing in the traditional password.
Okay, so the act of recalling a complex text password is just a huge cognitive energy sink. It drains the whole mental workbench.
It seems so. The recognition scheme is just fundamentally less intrusive. It specifically boosted performance on verbal tasks and on tasks that required the central executive.
But the big question is always usability, isn't it? I mean, performance is one thing, but did people actually like using it?
That's the crucial check. And yeah, it passed. The UII scheme scored a 71.08 on the system usability scale.
And 71 is pretty good, right? The average is what, 68?
Exactly. So 71 is solidly above average, especially considering they were performing this under a high working memory load.
So what are the practical implications here for, the apps and systems we all use every day?
I think these findings show that these recognition-based systems have some serious promise, especially in time-sensitive or privacy-sensitive fields.
You mean like healthcare? I could just imagine a doctor trying to remember patient details getting interrupted by a login screen.
That's the perfect example. They're constantly logging into electronic health record systems. Switching to a less cognitively disruptive graphical system could minimize that mental cost, which could be, critical.
So it really sounds like we found a way to keep our mental resources a bit more intact, all while staying secure.
It looks that way. And here's a final provocative thought for you to take away. Given how resilient that visuospatial memory was, how it was seemingly unimpaired by the graphical logins, what does that tell us about how your brain categorizes and protects visual information when an interruption strikes? Maybe recognizing a familiar image is a totally different process from, say, active pattern manipulation. Maybe your brain just walls off that visual memory to protect it.
Something to think about next time I have to type that complex case-sensitive passphrase.